This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 5th of March, 2026, and you're on the clock with Rake and Scrape Green. Today is the day. Today is the day that we are celebrating and talking about Rake and Scrape. Why? Well, first of all, because we should be talking about Rake and Scrape every day. But second of all, because the Ministry of Education, Technical and Vocational Training has marked March as Rake and Scrape Month. And I have in studio with me Diana Hamilton and Cloyd Daxon. He's going to give you a little bit of his heritage, his lineage in a moment, joining me as two local Rake and Scrape experts. We talking Rake and Scrape. I'll tell you why, because in the news all they're doing is raking and scraping it. Right? Remember the song Lassie Doughboys? Mama don't want no raking and scrape. I just waiting for mama to come back. Right now, we all just waiting for mama to turn that corner.
Exactly.
And come back, because there's a whole bunch of raking in and scraping in happening up in here. And I ain't sure we all on the same page. So, the song we opened the show with. Now, my guest told me when she heard the song playing, she said, listen, that song is a Goombay song, though, miss. We talking Rake and Scrape this morning. And I'm here to tell her, though, that song is by the Nassau Beach Quartet. And it's called Sir Kay Rake and Scrape. Mm-hmm. Right? Sir Kay Rake and Scrape. And the Rake and Scrape is a reference, right? That's a major theme in the song. So I had to play it because I say, hey, look at it. I have to ask these experts, is this a fusion? Is this a crossover? Is this an indicator? Like, is that a, we put a, let me say, stick a pin on the map on the wall. Is this a point where we see the evolution of Rake and Scrape? Do we see, like, does this song announce Rake and Scrape? Does it bring it into the formal Bahamian music landscape? I just thought it was such a fascinating song. Now, guys, we got an hour today, and I'm trying to put in as much talk and history and facts about rake and scrape, and as much music as possible. Plus, we have some accordions in the building with us today. And I think it's very important for us to all say accordion right now, because the accordion is a central, central part of the rake and scrape experience. So let's get the show started. I want to start off by sending condolences to the family of Reserve Inspector Stanley Sinclair. His number was R911. Now, I'm 50. So a lot of y'all young people may not know this man. As soon as I saw his picture, I knew exactly who he was, even though I never knew his name. Or, you know, I never got his police number. Officer Inspector Stanley Sinclair is the Bahamian policeman. He is the example. He is the model. He is the person. I remember when he was, I think he just returned to service as a reserve officer, and he was working, I guess, Potter's Key Police Station, and you would see him on the Bay Street side by the Pink Plaza before you get to the bridge.
Right.
And that man was always straight, always standing with a proper posture, right? Always a stern look, but not an angry look, you know, not a snare, not a sense of disdain. Just, I'm about my business. And my business is about you.
Right?
And so understand why I'm here. I just want to say to his family, thank you for lending him to us. Mm. Because he committed himself to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, to his service to the country. We say condolences.
I'd like to join in that condolences, really.
Absolutely.
And we should celebrate our people.
Yes, good morning.
Exactly.
Good morning.
Diana and Cloyd. So today is our segment, A Pedestrian View, where we talk about the things you see when you are on foot, when you walk in, mm-hmm. right? Because the perspective is different from when you're in a car. And I heard y'all walked into a really exciting event yesterday. But before we go there, let's go to the phone line, because I hope this is somebody who's going to give us the name of a rake and scrape song we have never heard before. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Reed. How you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do?
I'm super glad that you brought up pedestrians and driving, right?
Yes, sir.
Because last week I was just taking gingerly walking down Bay Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard this lady scream out, "Don't do it in front of the police." Miss Green, mm-hmm. who's that you?
Probably. It could have been me. Because why wouldn't I help you? Right? Like, why wouldn't I help you not get in trouble? Some people see that as an attack. They take it as an offense. Almost as if, like, you trying to shame them. Right? But I'm sure your family would be very happy that you didn't accidentally drive upon the police without your seatbelt on, with your phone in your hand, which meant you couldn't use your turn signal to just 3 different tickets right there one time. You know, let's be helpful to each other. More than likely, it was me.
Okay, and second thing, right, I'd like to get off it. Okay, is it inappropriate to call the guy who died, right, the officer, RoboCop?
No, it's...
You know, in the hood, right?
Yeah.
We don't call people by their first name. We call them by their nickname,
yeah.
RoboCop.
That's what his name was, right? Yes.
Yeah,
RoboCop. Yes, because for those of us who grew up in the 80s and the 90s, that was the reference. This boy was by the book. He did not play at all. Right? And now, I think as we get older, we see that and we appreciate that place in society, that there are those people whose job it is to hold the line. And it's our job to not pressure them. Yeah, you're going to be bad. Okay, you're going to make mistakes, whatever. But why are you pressuring people to cover it up or to play like they didn't see it?
Right.
So that's that traffic thing, right? Like y'all out here. In fact, let me tell you just a quick story, because when it happened, you know, rake and scrape music was playing in my head, right? Young taxi driver bumped into the back of my car. The first thing he tried to do is convince me that nothing happened.
Right.
Like, why are you getting out your car? Like, why are you pulling on the side of the road even? The second thing he tried to convince me was it wasn't a big deal. And then the third thing that he tried to convince me of is that I am the one who's crazy.
Wow.
Insisting that we go through the proper process. And all I said to the young taxi driver was, don't mind me with my camera. I just taking pictures. I just had to play crazy. Don't mind me. I just taking pictures. I like Camp Road. I like this area. I may want to buy that building as I took pictures, right? Like, so I get you. Okay, now listen, caller, if you ain't calling to tell me what your favorite Rake and Scrape song is from Fox Hill, or what else that man, Bagadu, who used to sit on the wall opposite Miriam Roca house devised on his little guitar. Oh, I guess you weren't. There you go. I'm sorry, caller. So let's get back to the conversation. March is Rake and Scrape Month, marked by the Ministry of Education, Technical and Vocational Training. And Cloyd Daxon and Diana Hamilton went walking yesterday, and they walked into something really exciting. Tell us about it.
Well, it was the launching celebration of the Rake and Scrape in the schools that they in the curriculum.
So the program Rake and Scrape.
So the program Rake and Scrape. And my first, well, we Claude and I were together, and I think both of us had the same reaction, was like, why aren't they playing Rake and Scrape? Like, where's Ophie? Where's Pompey? Where's Frank? You know, like, where's Thomas Cartwright? Why? We were just hearing what is termed Rake and Scrape. And I hope by the end of today, we will be able to separate and understand. And before I pass to Claude, I want to throw out a thought to you. The blues, when the blues came along in its simplicity, when those slaves brought those blues out to empty their hearts and souls into music, to survive, it evolved later on. You're going to find it moving, jazz, rock and roll. It was the blues, that blues note. We are making the mistake. That original sound is gombe. Gombe is the official music. It is the music that links us to Africa, to the African ancestry.
So let's start with the gombe drum.
That's right.
And the gombe drum beat.
That's right.
That the music then builds upon.
And may I say that what we're calling Rake and Scrape today, or and Junkanoo, are offshoots of gombe.
All right, so Rake and Scrape. So Gombe is the seed.
That's the seed.
And then Rake and Scrape.
Rake and Scrape and Junkanoo are offshoots.
Okay. All right, see, because when I decided to put the song Sir Kay Rake and Scrape on here, right, I say, okay, this is not a Rake and Scrape sound without a doubt, but this is definitely Gombe music, and I could hear the Gombe drum, right? I listen to, because I'm trying to figure out, I'm looking for Rake and Scrape music with the accordion, right? I see Madame Duvalier, Maureen Duvalier, Mama Calypso, also known as Madame Calypso, right? So I found her, and I say, she got to have a Rake and Scrape, man. She got to have a Rake and Scrape. But no, everything she made was Gombe. But here's what was fascinating about every song. Run, Joe, Run, Courthouse Scandal, and Ask Me Why I Run, right? Is that Gombe drum. And it's the voice and the drum. And it's as if the drum is the background vocalist.
Yeah, what's going to happen if you go online, there is the Framer Company in France. They are publishers, and what they do is they go around the world and they take music that's on the point of disappearing. And so they have re-edited Gombe, the Bahamas, 1940s, and the journalist, the media, is talking about George Simonet and all of those people, Freddie Munn Sr. and all of them, as the greatest artists of the time. And that has just been re-edited, and it is Gombe.
Yeah. Okay. See, so I'm listening to the Maureen Duvalier, and I'm hearing the drum like a background.
And that's what gave our music that special color that sounds jazzy, that sounds calypso-y, but they call it Gombe because those slaves were playing off each other.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, there was the wall we are trying to put between our music and reggae and this. It didn't exist. They were wide open and they were creating.
Which is, right, the 40s, right? evident. You got Andre Toussaint, mm-hmm. right? And then you got like Nassau mm-hmm. Merengue, mm-hmm. which is like, hold on, am I in the Dominican Republic? But it is mm-hmm. definitely Bahamian.
Because of that gombe drum.
Right.
Okay, so I'll let Cloyd come in. Mm-hmm. But this is what we should be telling them in the program, where it's, you know, but anyway, we'll come back to that.
We come back to the curriculum because it's got to be theory and practical, right?
Right.
All right. Mr. Daxson.
Yeah. Like Diana was saying a while ago, the rake and scrape, what we play, the dongo music we play, it's basically the drum. And then it's all about the quadrille. So when you dance the quadrille, that's where the drum come in. So you hit the bars.
And okay.
So it's a total different beat.
Okay.
We're dealing with our rake and scrape. Right.
All right. So it's the same drum, but we're using it differently to create this sound.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we know that the drum is essential. It is who we are. It is the heartbeat. You can hear it. The drum is the heartbeat for every Bahamian sound. So when the question for me right now, what comes up when the question arises, right? Is it Bahamian because it is a form identified as Bahamian music, or is it Bahamian because a Bahamian made it, right? And I want to say right now that the rule should be it's Bahamian when you can identify the gombe drum beat. It doesn't have to play like in gombe. It doesn't have to play like Enrican scrape. It doesn't have to play like in Junkanoo, but it has to have the distinct sound, and I want to say resonance, right? So it's not just how it sounds, how they play it,
right,
but how it sounds when it's played.
Exactly.
And if you listen to all the music that the slaves are going to pay, that drum beat, that's the heart.
Yeah.
Okay? You'll hear it in all of the music.
Mm-hmm. In fact, when you listen to early reggae, mm-hmm. when you listen, mm-hmm. I can say Bob mm-hmm. Marley, but we know that Bob Marley isn't the be and all end and be all. End and be all. That's what the phrase is, right? Of
what the movement,
reggae.
Yeah, the
but
music, yeah.
You hear the heartbeat.
Of course.
Exactly.
And you hear that, like, it's like a half beat.
That's right.
Right.
Right? Like, we start at the half beat, mm-hmm. not at the beginning or the end. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, that connects all African
These
sound.
People were connected to Africa in spirit, body, and soul. They never cut that off. Okay? So, Claude,
the drum connects us.
So Cloyd is growing up on Cat Island. Say who you are. And
all right.
Okay.
So let us bring us into that, right? So we're talking to Diana Hamilton, who is the founder of the Cat Island Accordion and French Project, right?
Right.
Now, Mr. Daxson, I want him to tell us what his lineage is, right? But the way he holding this accordion, I would say an accordion was your mummy, but I don't want your mummy get mad at me. Good morning, Mr. Daxson.
Good morning. Good morning, the bombers. Yeah, my name is Cloyd Daxson, and I born and grew in Otterstown, Cat Island. And I grew up in the house where rake and scrape were played just for every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've been around a lot of accordions, but was there something about those accordions that you couldn't touch it?
Mm-hmm.
Because those people hold those accordion to their heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get rake the saw or beat on the drum, but that accordion, don't touch that.
Yeah.
Which it was, I'd say, a good thing and a bad thing, because there it is. The accordion, it wouldn't pass on.
If you don't get to play it?
If you don't get to play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I started playing the accordion 2018.
All right. 8 years ago.
Yeah, we had a band going on, and the leader of the band was my cousin, Herbert Buff Culmer.
Okay.
That's why you see I have this.
Y'all know about Buffskins, International Rake and Scrape Band?
Yeah,
okay.
We did a lot at the Rake and Scrape Festival
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every year in Cat Island. Even though we probably wasn't successful, but...
What do you mean? You mean you didn't win the competition?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. But nevertheless, we went out there and we did our best. And he passed away in 2018. And we had something so special going on, and I didn't want to let it go.
Yeah.
So I pick up the accordion and start doing some things.
All right. Producer, you see the last song I sent you, the last video I sent you? Let's prep that to play. Hit the accordion for me, sir. Y'all get ready. When I launch my campaign for the upcoming general election, when y'all hear the accordion, just know I'm getting ready to cut a movie. Awesome, awesome. Now, if you can, producer, play that track for me. This track just came into my phone, just into my fingers, right? And this is a small clip from a video, a recording of Rosalind Charlton Johnson from Mayaguana. She's now deceased, playing the accordion. It coming. Ah, boy. We are working on some technical thing. Let me make sure I send it. Okay, so we played the accordion, right? While I getting... You right, producer? It's me. I'm the problem. As always, us women, we are the problem. Also, y'all know this is March Women's Month, right? This is March Women's Month. My apologies, producer. There we go. We got to give him a few seconds to... Put it together. Right. So, we talked about the role of the drum.
Yes.
But then there's the accordion.
The accordion is the essential ingredient, let's put it that way. It brings together, it gives the melodic line and the quadrille and the song. So, it's a vital part of this music.
Can it be rake and scrape without the accordion?
It's like saying, you know, it's the same note as like, say you're going to play rock and roll, can it be the blues? It isn't.
Okay, I got you. Let's stick a pin, producer. You ready? Y'all listen to this. Classic.
That is the Bahamas.
Listen,
okay.
From the age of 5 to 18, every summer in Eleuthera summer camp,
and that is Mayaguana,
right? That's Mayaguana.
Right?
Rosalind Charlton Johnson.
That's right.
Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, ma'am. In regards to Dr. Orff's beat, right? Now, Dr. Orff is my son's godfather, and every Saturday I used to take Kadar down to Dr. Orff. Before he passed away, when he was ill, he was bedridden. But he used to sit up in his couch every Saturday morning and teach my son how to beat the drum. And Dr. Orff used to always tell me, Sparky, the difference my song is, I beat the heart in a downbeat. We listened to Dr. Orff. He also helped produce Nassau Gone Funky with Ray Raphael Munnins.
Okay.
And Dr. Orff, I said, well, what's the... He said, they had a problem between the families, the two families, with either whether Raphael wrote the song or whether Dr. Orff wrote the song. Raphael, I think, sung the song, but Dr. Orff and Raphael might have wrote Nassau Gone Funky.
Might have.
And
okay,
then
I got
Dr. Orff came out with his own thing. Instead of saying begin and end, he came out as just Dr. Orff, and it's spelled special, you know. It's 1-0 and 5-S at all times. And he always had this downbeat. If you listen to him, don't be no school. Boom, 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 boom. And then he dressed up. And one time I performed with him on Le Cabre Theater screen, I mean stage.
No, then not
we
you.
We honored Freddie Munnins Sr. over there in the front of Miss Pinlin and them. And nobody knew that I was in there with smoke of them. Shaking Cowbell.
Okay, good. Once you wasn't on the cabaret line.
Listen. I was on stage, boy.
I know. That's, listen, thank you for that history, eh? Thanking you very, very much. Thank you so much. How many of us knew?
And this is why we're here.
Yes.
Is that this music is an opportunity to tell our stories.
Mm-hmm.
Remember our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not doing that, then we are betraying them.
Right. Like, okay. See, perhaps you have to understand what a pre-international television Bahamas looked like. For me, it was when there was only ZNS.
Mm-hmm.
But for other Bahamians, it's where before there was even a ZNS, right? What does it mean to make merry? What does it mean to reclaim your joy, reclaim your grief? And when I say reclaim your grief, express it in a way that is helpful for you and yours.
To survive.
Right? And it's so contemporary, right? Mm-hmm. Because we go online and all we're looking at is trauma. I can use this word now, trauma porn.
That's right?
It is a category of content that's intended to evoke emotion from you, to cause you to react or respond. And what this music practice, like when you make your own music, you reclaim the power of expressing your grief in a way that is helpful.
Because you become a vessel for divine manifestation, and that's
right.
What we are. We are supposed to, music is for the soul.
All right, so is there a starting point for Reagan Scrape? What's the origin of Reagan Scrape?
The term or the music?
Both. Okay. I didn't even know we were separating into two parts. The term and the music.
Reagan Scrape is a very recent term.
Okay.
And it's not connected to Africa. Gombe is, which is why Edmund Moxie called Jumbe Village Jumbe, because it's when you say Gombe, you're really connecting them along that lineage.
Mm-hmm.
When you say rake and scrape, it's a modern term,
mm-hmm.
and it does not vibrate. It doesn't connect.
Okay.
And so it's a dangerous thing to not also say Gombe,
mm-hmm.
and just say rake and scrape. That's only half the story.
I got you. All right, so is it Bahamian? Is it Turks? Does it even matter at this point in time?
Well, that can raise some flags, but we call it Bahamian music, but it's really universal.
I should say it like that.
Yeah. So
okay, if it originated in Turks, did it really originate?
It didn't originate. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
Those slaves were the only weapon they had against the horror of what they were living was. They were opened to make, and they could make music.
Mm.
That music came out in many, it's quite an extraordinary event that we should be celebrating. I don't think God was so manifest as during that passage and time of slavery. And we should not overlook it or forget it. And so there were, nobody was saying, you would hear the same song in Jamaica or in Trinidad.
They
weren't into that stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, we are trying to define something with constructs that didn't exist.
No, that's right.
When it arose.
Exactly.
I got you. See, for me, if the question is it Bahamian or is it Turks? For me, the question is, when was Turks Bahamian? Right? Like, when were we one family? And does a distinction like that matter?
So,
except in the telling of the story, right?
That too, that's where it all came about.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time Turks was a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they were Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we played the same music.
That's right.
I got you. Yeah.
As they separated, they call it Ripsaw.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe someone thought it would be clever to take that kind of terminology and call it rake and scrape, because Ripsaw is referring to the saw.
Exactly.
And so is rake and scrape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they both ignore the accordion. And before you ask me to shut up,
mm-hmm.
I just need to mention that I was contacted through Roland Sims. No, it wasn't Roland Sims. Through Barabbas, that this lady in Turks and Caicos was desperately looking for an accordion. And he said, you know, you need to speak to Diana. So I spoke to her and she says there's only one person left in the country that plays the accordion.
This is a national, that's a national crisis.
And yes. Her accordion stopped playing. Can you help us? And it just so happened that we had brought in from Scotland, because this is the piano accordion, this is the chromatic, the one Edmund Moxey played, the one the lady in Magwana is playing.
Right.
Okay.
Not the button that Cloyd is holding, which is more common among groups like Ophie and Thomas Cartwright on Long Island. So how can we forget Long Island and Thomas Cartwright?
Yeah.
Island, okay. This music was played on every single island. So we happened to have a piano accordion that was brought from Scotland with our last teacher, and we sent it to her because they were having a national event and they wanted to bring her there to play.
Yeah.
And she played. And then she's going to send us her accordion that Terry, who is in our group, says he thinks he can fix.
Okay.
Yeah,
but so do you understand?
Well, dear young people, you know, listen, go to BTVI right now and say, listen, just give me whatever class I need to begin this career of repairing accordions and other musical instruments.
That's right, and that's what we're all about as well.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to play a song. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm very well. Good morning to your distinguished guests.
Good morning to you, too.
Listening very, very attentively to the conversation, and I want to commend your guests for giving us the history of our indigenous expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Perm, break, and scrape, as far as we are aware. First was mentioned by a gentleman by the name of the late Charles Carter in the 1960s when he had a program called the Young Bahamian Show, when he will focus and expose all of the young artists that were coming up during that period, including the beginning of the end, and Sparky mentioned Funky Nassau. And on one of his shows, he was talking about this indigenous music and his term that they were raking and scraping the saw. And so he said perhaps that we should refer to this music as rake and scrape.
Okay.
It has already been mentioned by, I think, Ms. Hamilton, that the term ripsaw preceded that term, which emanated out of Turks and Caicos. And at that time, as I said, you know, Turks and Caicos has always been very much a part of the Bahamas, and early on it was considered to be a part of the Bahamas. So the music, this particular genre of music, certainly had some origins in this part of the region, but Ms. Hamilton is absolutely correct. All of it is based on the drum beat, which is African, and throughout the African diaspora, the drum beat is the heartbeat of all diaspora music. And so whatever music you call, whatever term, and my father told me some years ago that we decided to call our music Gombe rhythms because the sound came from the Gombe or the Zhumbe drum, Gomba, Gomba. When you beat on that drum, you hear that sound, Gomba, and they came up with this phrase, Gombe, so that it could be distinguished from the rest of the Caribbean, which was calling the music at that time Calypso. So you will see all through the 40s and 50s, the music of the Bahamas was termed Gombe rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And so this just emphasizes, Ms. Green, the importance of us doing the necessary research, and I want to thank Ms. Hamilton for the work she's doing, and now this gentleman that she's introducing us to with respect to the accordion. But the accordion is not an indigenous instrument to this region. It probably has its origins in Africa, as does the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And all string instruments have their origins in Africa. And so the point that we're making, because don't forget now, the piano is a percussion instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to know our history so that we can speak truth to power. And we are in the process now of researching something called rhyming spirituals, mm-hmm. which preceded all of what we are talking about, because it's the human voice mm-hmm. that was the instrument.
Yes.
So we'll have this conversation as we go along. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
And thank you for mentioning rhyming spirituals. And there's something that I feel that we must not forget. All life on earth is manifested by two things, light and dark, good and evil, mm-hmm. male and female. You cannot have the secular without the spiritual. If your rhyming spiritual dies, then your secular music is shaky. Chonkanu is shaky. Mm-hmm. Reggae Scrape is shaky. Gombe, okay? You need them both. So they are actually working on researching and hoping to reestablish this music that is unique. That music mm-hmm. is unique because they came out of the work field and they came into islands of sea, and the music is going to change and what they're going to speak about. But what I discovered in Paris, having had a trio of rhyming spirituals, is that it's very much like the Tibetan Book of the Dead and the Egyptian Book of the Dead. What those slaves did is what the Druids did in the cathedral, which is why when you go into the European cathedral, you've got images that are not Christian. Mm-hmm. That's knowledge. Okay, mm-hmm. that they have put in there. And so what these people did was they started in taking biblical images. I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're telling you things about life and living because we had those secrets, mm-hmm. okay? And it's dangerous to lose your way.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
Even to the point where how many people understand the significance of cornrows, right? And how we braid our hair? And then many enslaved communities would maintain escape routes and travel routes through the patterns and designs in the cornrow.
Right.
Right? It's just so much. And then you hear about that in the rhyming spirituals, right? When mm-hmm. they say, wade in the water, God is going to trouble the water.
That's right.
That's because when the surface of the water is troubled, right, the molecules that you left on the surface of the water are broken up, and that dog can no longer smell your pathway, mm-hmm. right? Anyway, producer, I got special requests. A text to say, please play Bohog and the Rooters, right? And then we can play at least one more. At least.
Well, I hope you play Thomas Cartwright or somebody.
Yes, well, so I couldn't find. See, that's the next thing.
The Smithsonian Institute came and validated the authenticity.
No, I got you,
right?
But here's what happened to me. So I put in Thomas Cartwright, mm-hmm. Long Island, Bahamas, mm-hmm. Rake and Scrape, mm-hmm. music, mm-hmm. and nothing come up.
Yeah, probably if you'd said Gombe, because Smithsonian calls it by the right name.
Ah, okay, so when are we going to sit down and formalize this process of assigning a correct name to it?
Well, I think that was done. I was told that officially Gombe was declared the music of the Bahamas. I don't know why when you hear all the modern groups say they rake in and they scrape in, they need to understand that there are people who have brought in to the Bahamas and maintain their sanity and their livelihood and their joy by playing certain musics, whether it was rhyming spirituals or whether it was what I call Gombe, Rake and Scrape, right? Mm-hmm. And if you just call it Rake and Scrape and leave out the Gombe, well, then you forget about Ophi and the website. You forget about Pompey. You forget about Thomas Cartwright. You forget about the Meguana and Inagua. You forget about Edmund Moxie.
The Fraser
Brothers.
You
understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to be coherent in this.
All right. Producer, is it time to go to a break? Let's go to a break. Could you play Bohog and the Rooters? To take us to the break, and then when we get back, I want you to play one of these Ed Moxie songs. I got three there.
The Bushfires.
They got three there. The
Bush Medicine, I think it's called.
Oh. I didn't put Bush Medicine here because I stay singing Bish Arena on my show. You guys stay tuned to On the Clock with Aaron Green, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
La 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 Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do join you in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool enough.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crock Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the call go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani. She's a fighter. Kalani, hey, the future is brighter. Oh, if you need improvement, oh, come join the movement. Come join the movement. Hey, you're looking for change, find it here. You're looking for justice, find it here. You're looking for truth, find it here. Vote for MacGyver, ah! She's here for you. Ah! Say everybody.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
There we go. We're live. We're back. You hear them talking in the background. Say what you were saying just
no,
now.
No, I won't. I won't.
So that was Ed Mock. That was Ed Moxie, Big Belly Man,
Big
Poker.
Belly Man Poker.
That was in Josiah's, the JP.
Yeah.
No, the Big Belly Man.
That's
Poker.
Big Belly Man Poker.
You all sure now? Because that sound like Josiah's, the JP.
There's another thing that people tend to do when they're not really creative is they'll take the melody from a song and transform it a little and then make a new song from it. I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but you could sort of cite your reference maybe.
I'm not mad. The way that this, because both on the list are sung by Ed Moxie, right? So I'm mad at him if he take the same rhythm and do two different songs. But why Josiah's JP is significant for me is because at the beginning of Burma Road Riot, those are the first few words. Mm-hmm. Don't mind Livingston.
Yeah, right.
Josiah is the JP, and I still try and figure out exactly what that means, guys. We need to know exactly what these things
I
mean.
Shot
exactly.
The sheriff, not the deputy.
Especially since we know that because of the nature of our existence, we were enslaved people, not in control of ourselves and what we wanted to do. We had to use code to express things, right?
Yeah.
So you can't be in the Senate if you don't know why they say don't mind Livingston, Josiah's the JP.
Exactly.
And you can't be in the Senate if you don't know why they couldn't find Jerry Rocha in town. These are important things. In the same way, I don't know if you could be in the Senate, right? Like, I don't know if you could be a representative of the people. I don't know if you could be a civil servant if you don't know why the accordion is considered an essential element of rake and scrape, right? Because when that form we call rake and scrape, like you said, it sort of diverts gently from the root gombe sound. That gombe drum is African. Rake and scrape begins to bring in more experiences to the music, right? Mm-hmm. And although the accordion is, right, and all these percussion and string instruments originated in Africa, is it that the European brought the accordion?
I think it's important for us to acknowledge that something extraordinary happened. Those slaves had to sing to survive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They took what was available and they embraced the accordion for, well, as Cloyd said, on growing up on Cat Island, they were not allowed to touch it. I don't know if that's true on every island, but certainly on Cat Island. So they take the accordion and they add the saw and the goatskin drum to it to Africanize it, right? Then they borrowed the quadrille. The quadrille was invented at the French court in Versailles.
Tell us what the quadrille is again.
So the quadrille are the dances.
Okay, that's what I'm just wondering.
And it all came from France, right? And they Africanized it by being, you know, by using their hips more and making it a more of an app. But they basically keep, it's a very elegant dance.
And listen, killing the roach.
Yes.
You use the word elegant, right? But I just realized that Gallagher and wheel and turn you.
Right.
One second, I make you fall down. Mm-hmm. So I make, that's instructions.
That's exactly. Right.
That's instructions. That's girl, exactly. I go wheel and turn you.
Exactly.
And then you go fall down on top of that boy. And then we all gonna escape. I love it. Okay, so let's go to the text line. We got some interesting texts here. One says, good morning, Aaron and guests. One of the speakers mentioned that through music we become, quote, a vessel for divine manifestation. Should we be careful of which divinity is being manifested in our people? In Africa, there are many divinities that we should be concerned about. Okay, let's stick a pin here. We're having a serious, sensible conversation about the origins of the music we call our rake and scrape. You ever thought that African people becoming a vessel for the god of Caucasian people could be a problem? Like, shouldn't we be concerned about that? But I think more importantly, right, that it's like Sir Randall Fox's book, The Faith That Moved the Mountain. It's the faith that moved the mountain.
Yeah.
The beat opens you to communion with your god.
Exactly.
It doesn't force you to follow another god, right? Like, it creates an environment within you where you are more receptive to commune with your higher power.
Well, I think that person would need to listen to the music the slave sang and then decide for herself which divinity it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got you. I got you. So I got a text that says, can you play Bo Hog and the Rooters? I want the whole hog. Do Bo Hog and the Rooters have their own version of the whole hog?
Not to my knowledge.
That's okay. So text her.
You're
talking about
website.
The Ophi and the websites. And I got about 18 songs on this list, but to be honest with you, I want to end the show with either Johnny Cake, Get 'em Ricky, which is When Rake and Scrape Returns, we got dance, we got laugh, we got da again. Right? But the whole hog. That got to be the theme for reparations.
I'll tell you.
I want the whole hog.
Yeah. So let me just finish, if I may. I just say this. This, what to me has seemed beautiful about this Gombe Rake and Scrape is that this is a moment where the descendants of slave masters and the descendants of slaves can gather together, and because the accordion and the goatskin drum is a marriage, but for better, not for worse. And we need to heal. We need to stop separating what happened.
Yeah.
All right? They embraced this instrument that they got to know by the contact with Europe. Now, its origin, that's something else, but what was happening at the time. And we need to stop shutting ourselves down out of fear of losing our music. You need to open. Okay, and every Bahamian that makes music ends up should be called a Bahamian music.
All right, I think I asked you this question before, right? So if I could just go through the list, so y'all go look for these songs, right? Ophi and the websites. I hope we're going to end the show with that, this, the whole hog. If you touch that thing, your mama going to know. But then we got Elon Moxie, Oh My Andrus. Mm-hmm. That's the accordion in that song. Like you could hear it, right? Mm-hmm. That's Andrus. Then even the Brylanders, Harbor Island, Harbor Island, that's the accordion. Or they're playing or synthesizing the accordion sound.
Do you have Jimmy Don't Bend a Tree While It's Young from Thomas Cartwright?
No, Jimmy.
That's a very famous one.
Jimmy Don't Bend a Tree.
Bend a Tree While It's Young. Jimmy Bend a Tree While It's Young. So that's something that evokes a lot of stuff, doesn't it?
Lassie Doughboys, Rake and Scrape Mama have the accordion or synthesized accordion. Even Eddie Minnis' Naughty Johnny, I think, has the accordion, synthesized accordion. But then I hear newer versions like...
where they synthesize.
Right. So Avi got a lot of... Inagua got a lot of accordion, but I think it's synthesized. But then we have other artists, so... like Pat Ramming, who's Rake and Scrape, but he's a very sort of electronic sound. You don't hear the accordion, but then there's spaces where I hear the accordion being replaced by the guitar and the accordion being replaced by horns, right?
I am very fortunate. Go on.
No, I'm going to say we all out of time.
Yeah.
We got to have a part two.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, I don't know if we could convince...
Well, we could bring in some more music and talk some more about the... we really need... When you... This is what I'd like to say to the educators that are going to celebrate Rake and Scrape in the schools. This is an opportunity to send your students out into their community and investigate who played the accordion, who sang with this instrument, and who what bands were there.
And not only that,
it will connect them. They will realize that it was alive at a time. It did exist. And children love playing this instrument. Why aren't they teaching it?
Because they think it costs plenty of money.
No, a piano.
There you go. How many homes could you afford a piano?
A trombone. Okay, the accordion is nowhere near, but, you know, it's such an amazing... It's an amazing instrument.
It is.
Absolutely. Producer, play one song from a... You play what you want. I want to hear the whole hog because I greedy.
Can Cloyd just say he has a band and they are active?
And where can we hear you?
Yeah. My band is Flower Cake Boys. That's our name. The Flower Cake Boys.
You all play in Cat Island or in Nassau?
We play anywhere you call us to be. We'll be there.
You all hear that? The Flower Cake Boys.
Yeah.
Straight
out of Alistown, Cat Island.
There you go, Cat Island. The place I want to be. But it's a Hop Island. Y'all, this is Ophi and the website. The whole hog. See y'all tomorrow. C.A. Newry is up next. You in good hands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.